Final score from the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. It finished Letterkenny Rovers 1, Bunnaghy United 1. So all square in this Ulster Senior League derby. And it all means that Coghill Celtic have opened up a 4-point gap at the top of the Ulster Senior League thanks to their victory earlier on against Derry City Reserve. They now lead the way on 19 points. Bunnaghy are in second place on 15 points. Letterkenny Rovers move joint level with Finn Harps Reserves on 13 points each after today's draw with Bunnaghy. Probably a fair result in the end. Bunnaghy United, by far the better team in the first 45 minutes. They went in front as early as the 7th minute with Micheál Doherty taking advantage of a poor back pass from the Letterkenny Rovers defender Emmett Friars. He just didn't get enough on his pass back to Rory Kelly, the Rovers goalkeeper. Micheál Doherty took full advantage, raced in, got on his left foot and powered the ball into the back of the net from a narrow angle. Good finish from Doherty, 1-0 to Bunnaghy United. Letterkenny had a couple of decent efforts on goal as they sought an equaliser in that first half. Christopher Mallseed saw a long range effort deflected wide of the post, and after that Kevin McGrath was unlucky to see his shot go wide after good play from David Walsh and Christopher Mallseed. At the other end, well, Jordan Armstrong was unlucky not to double Bunnaghy's advantage shortly before half time. An excellent shot from out long range again just whistled over the crossbar, and then right on the stroke of half time, Mark Harkin up from the back for Bunnaghy, he forced another good save from Rory Kelly. But after the turnaround, a couple of minutes into the second half, Eamon McConaghy introduced BJ Banda up front in place of David Walsh, and Banda's introduction certainly gave the home side a visible lift. They drew themselves back on level terms just after the hour mark when they were awarded a penalty kick following a foul by Mark Harkin on Kevin McGrath. It came after good approach play from Johnny Boner and from Rhys McDermott. McDermott's cross into the box, McGrath got on it, but Harkin's challenge, McGrath went down, and referee Garvin Taggart pointed to the spot. BJ Banda converted the penalty, a well struck effort to the goalkeeper's right. Eugene Ferry in the Bunnaghy goal did well to get a hand to it, but he was unable to keep it out, and the sides were level. After that, well, Letterkenny probably enjoyed the better of the possession and looked the more likely, although the game was delayed then for a long time when Micheál Doherty suffered what looked to be a very nasty knee injury. He needed lengthy treatment on the pitch, and at the end of the game he actually left the grounds here at the Aura Leisure Centre in an ambulance, so best wishes to Micheál for that. But there was a long delay, and in fact at the end of the game there was 9.5 minutes of injury time played by the match referee Garvin Taggart. Neither side could force a winner between Doherty's injury and the full time whistle. Perhaps Bunnaghy United coming closest right at the end when Paddy Mealy was up from the back and got on the end of a Sean Hume free kick, but Mealy's header was safely into the arms of Letterkenny Rovers goalkeeper Rory Kelly. So in the end, both sides had to be happy and content with a 1-1 draw. It wasn't the best game as far as entertainment was concerned, played on a pitch where the grass was way too long for this game, and it didn't help either side in terms of playing football. But in the end, a 1-1 draw, a fair result, and they go again. Letterkenny Rovers, next up for them is a home game against Derry City Reserves on Wednesday night in the Ulster Senior League. That game's going to be played at the Community Centre in Letterkenny, while for Bunnaghy United they now turn their attentions to the FAI Intermediate Cup. They have a home tie against College Corinthians at Dry Arch Park next Sunday at 12 noon. But it's all over here at the Aura Leisure Centre, where it's finished. Letterkenny Rovers 1, Bunnaghy United 1.